Hey everybody, and welcome back to Storytime with Shade. I won't delay this episode that much. Sorry there wasn't one last week, and I'll hopefully come out with another one to make up for it in the next little while. But I hope you've been enjoying the Halloween episode so far. This is another one, and without further ado, we're just going to jump right into it. And then I'll talk a little bit about it afterwards, but here we go. The trick or the treat? So what will it be, boys? The trick or the treat? They stood there for a moment, unsure of how to respond. Usually, when they yelled trick or treat, people would hand them candy or chocolate, or at the worst of times, packs of raisins or apples. After a quick courtesy thank you, that was the end of the interaction. Always had been. Given an actual choice between the two options put them in a situation that they hadn't yet been presented with. They were unsure of how to handle this. "What do you mean?" the first boy asked, intrigued. "You presented me with two options, to give you either a trick or a treat. You can only have one." The second boy, Charlie, was beginning to get uncomfortable. This was one of the last houses on the block, and their sacks were already full to the brim with candy. Then this nondescript man, with his nondescript house, was suddenly breaking the rules of Halloween that the boys had been accustomed to, and he didn't like it. "We'll just take the treat, please," he said, wanting to free himself as quickly as he could from the situation and head home. Charlie's friend, Cody, looked shocked that he had been spoken for, and said, "Well, hold on. What's the trick?"
"I'm afraid I can't tell you. It would ruin the surprise, wouldn't it? All I'm saying is you boys seem to have a lot of treats already. I'm offering something quite different."
Charlie's unease was growing, and he turned to his friend to whisper,
"Come on, let's go."
Ignoring that his friend had whispered, and responding at full volume, Cody said,
"No, what are you, chicken? We have lots of candy already."
Then, turning back to the man at the door,
"Let's see what the trick is."
"Excellent. Step inside, boys," the man said, and he walked into his house, leaving the door ajar and inviting the children to follow.
Cody took a step forward before Charlie grabbed his elbow to stop him.
"Dude, what the hell?" he said, turning. "You're seriously not gonna follow that guy into his house, are you? What are you, stupid? Stop being such a wuss. If he tries anything, I'll kick him in the balls. Come on."
And Cody walked into the house. Charlie sighed and reluctantly followed, closing the door behind him. The man led them through a dimly lit hallway and around a corner. The house wasn't decorated, but was filled with softly glowing candles that sent dancing shadows across the walls. They got to a door, and when the man opened it, the boys could see a stairwell leading down into a similarly lit basement.
"After you," he said, and motioned for them to go down the stairs.
They went down the stairs with the man close behind them, and they entered a dark basement with a pentagram that seemed to be drawn in blood, or red paint. At each of the 5 points of the pentagram was another lit candle, and other than those 5 small flames, there was no other light. Charlie's breathing became ragged and hitched, as if on the verge of a panic attack.
"I don't like this, man."
Cody ignored this and turned to the man.
"Okay, so now what? What, you gonna sacrifice us?"
He smiled at the boys, and though they were both frightened, Cody was also terribly excited.
"Not you," he said, before turning to face Charlie, who was now visibly trembling.
A dark stream of urine ran down his leg before he made a move to run back up the basement stairs. The man was much quicker, though, and seized him painfully by the wrist. He made a gleeful snicker as he threw Charlie towards the center of the pentagram. He hit the ground with a painful thud before squealing,
"Help me!"
over at his friend, who was watching this all unfold with a slack-jawed look of amazement on his face.
"You're not gonna hurt me?"
Cody said to the man as he looked down at his friend, who was sobbing and pleading for his help.
"No. You're going to hurt him."
As Charlie laid blubbering in the pentagram, the man moved to a corner of the dimly lit basement and retrieved a large axe, which he handed handle first to Cody. He held it in his hands and looked between it and Charlie, then back at the man, who was watching Cody's face with avid interest, eyes wide, a smile stretched across his thin lips.
You want me to kill him? With an axe?
No. You want to kill him, Cody. He didn't remember telling the man his name, but it felt okay, like it was only natural.
No, I don't.
Do I? Charlie continued to sob as Cody looked down at him, expressionless. A dazed look had come across his eyes. He let his hand explore the axe and appreciate the feel of the wood and the cold, efficient sharpness of the blade.
"What the fuck is happening?" Charlie moaned from the pentagram.
The man stood beside Cody and looked down at Charlie, who had snot and tears running all over his face. He sneered down at him, his lip curled up in disgust, and leaned in close to Cody's ear.
"All you have to do is swing. Bring it down on his stupid little face. Kill him. Kill him, and I will grant you anything you wish."
Cody shrugged and looked down at Charlie.
"Sorry, dude," he said.
He lifted the axe, and Charlie began to scream. When Cody brought it down, Charlie had attempted to stop the axe with his arm. The steel blade chopped through most of it before embedding itself in his forehead. His arm was grotesquely pinned to his face by the axe, and his eyes remained open, though the life in them was gone. Blood began to pool underneath him, spreading across the pentagram on the ground. Cody turned from his dead friend to the man who had offered him anything he'd wish, and the man did a small curtsy, giggling.
"Trick,"
the man said, before he vanished entirely, leaving Cody alone with what was left of his friend. Cody heard sirens in the distance, and looked down at Charlie to see that his other hand was holding his cell phone, the one that his parents gave him in case of emergencies. Police found a boy standing in the basement of the abandoned house, looking confused. His friend lay in a pool of blood nearby, his cell phone clutched tightly in his hand. The house, the last one on the street, had been empty for quite some time. This damaged Cody's credibility, almost more so than the corpse, when he tried to explain to the policeman that a man had invited him inside and persuaded him to do it. That the grotesque scene in front of them was all just an elaborate Halloween trick that someone had played on him. He should have just said treat, like Charlie did. None of it mattered now because his friend was dead. He looked insane either way, and he would be locked up for the rest of his life. As fate would have it, Cody was underage. After a long time in a juvenile psychiatric institution, he was released. 10 years later, on October 28th, just in time for Halloween. And that is it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Really hope you enjoyed that story. Big shout out to my girlfriend, Morgan, for helping me edit it up a little bit and clean it up. So for, you know, anything I got right, shout out to her. Anything I got wrong, blame me for. And another big shout out, if you haven't already, guys, please go check out Orange Hat Film Productions. I had the absolute pleasure of going to see their movie 44 Caliber in theaters this past weekend, and oh my god, absolutely incredible. It surpassed my expectations, and they've got a bunch of free stuff that you can check out already that's just got shorts, music videos, documentaries, a whole bunch of stuff on their website, as well as I'm sure you'll be able to order the DVD soon. So, you know, please go check them out, guys. Big shout out to them for helping out and sponsoring with the episode. And I will be back next week. Sorry, not next week. Hopefully later this week, at the very latest next week. But hopefully later this week with another episode. There will be two more Halloween episodes before the month is done. So keep an eye out for them. Again, thank you so much for being here. Please share it around. Do whatever you can to help me get into more ears. More ears of people. The better. So thank you once again so much, everybody, for being here. Until next time, have a good one.